This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
I'm gonna go ahead. The energy's great today. Everybody, the boss, it's payday, the all-star. Go ahead, Steiny.
Steiny and Guru with you on 95.7 The Game. I'm doing that just to piss the boss off right now. He's a good guy, the boss. All-star weekend. Hey, let me tell you what's going on. 1 o'clock today, we're going to get a little curveball.
Who we got?
We're going to get into a little football.
Let's go.
Mark Purdy. Longtime San Jose Mercury News columnist.
Related?
We'll ask him.
Wow.
He's got great knowledge of Brock Purdy. His name's Mark Purdy. And Mark just wrote a book about the San Francisco 49ers, the San Francisco 49ers, an illustrated timeline. And the thing that's pretty cool is that a lot of what the Niners are dealing with now regarding Purdy, he says there's a big comparison to be made with that and Steve Young in the past. And we'll get into it with Mark Purdy. He's a football guy.
There we go.
Let's start out with... Well, okay, you know what? This is interesting. Let's go to Grant. And Grant, I think Grant...
agrees with you?
No, I mean, Grant wants to make the differentiation. He's in the Oakland Hills. He's not in Oakland. He's in the Oakland Hills.
Look at him.
Hey, Grant, how you doing?
What's up?
Hey.
Hold on.
Okay.
Got to shut my radio down.
Yeah. Oh, shut it down.
Like, man.
I'll tell you what, go talk to the family. Get back to us when you can.
Cut the lawn.
Yeah.
I want to say one thing. This is one thing that they put me on the radio on for. Is, first of all, love you guys. I listen to you guys all the time. Phil Moore Mike, I listened to him earlier. He's always on point. He's going to be like Shasky eventually. He's on point every single time. You should be on the radio. One thing that nobody's talked about is if you get Jimmy Buckus on the team, is the Warriors worth more money? Like, maybe they're doing it for that, too. Also, I think he's I love Jimmy Buckets. There's the other guy who called in, and he was like, we could win the championship with him. He's like that kind of player. Like, him and Draymond Green are so different. But my point is not to say I could go on and on. But are they worth more? Like, if you spend $60,000 a year or $60 million a year, $60 million, whatever, you know, right? But... the Warriors are probably worth as much because there's more Jimmy Buckets jerseys. He's a Hall of Famer. Wiggins doesn't sell jerseys. And the fact that Jimmy Buckets is better on the team, he's also, like, better for the Warriors as far as their net value and, like, just everybody wanting to watch.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Grant. Appreciate the call.
Grant won NBA
money and
team store on us.
Just really not sure how to answer that.
Gave Mike some love and Shasky.
Hey, you know what the Warriors have done a great job of?
Winning titles?
No, this year. Specifically this year.
Uniforms?
They've done a great job of holding down Jonathan Kuminga's value. I mean, I'm serious. That's another reason you bring him off the bench. If he comes off the bench the rest of the season,
His film is his film, Stoney. Yeah, we've already seen him as a starter.
Yeah, okay. Watch. Evan, who's the highest paid player coming off the bench in the league right now?
Probably Ben Simmons.
Okay. That's true.
Like $40 million. Man.
Yeah. I think of guys who play, it's like Jordan Clarkson.
I was just going there.
And he makes like, what, 21?
Something like that.
Yeah. It's a good number for Kuminga.
I like him.
It's a good number for Kuminga. 20-ish. I bet you that's
Uncle Looney said that's my Stoney trying to create drama.
Oh, there's big drama, Loon. Austin.
Loon.
No. He's
Austin said Purdy lives in his neighborhood. Yeah.
Which one?
San Jose. Austin from San Jose.
No, which Purdy?
Mark Purdy, the one joining us at one.
Gotcha.
Yeah. The author.
Let's go to Trevor in Rohnert Park. What's going on, Trevor? How you doing, man? Trevor in Rohnert Park. What's up, man? Oh, he's done.
Oh, T. That's it?
Well, it's it for him. By the way, coming up in a half hour during the 12 o'clock hour, your chance to play Knockout. It's our final spot on this show.
Let's
that
go.
We're giving away. And then
the
Willard,
field is set.
Then Willard and Dibs are giving you the last crack at it during their show. And then last but not least, Evan Giddings and Mark Grandy are going to be broadcasting live tonight from the Amador Club from 6 to 9 right here on 95.7 The Game. It's 85 Cigar Night, a party thrown by Chad Ochocinco and T.O. Other celebrities on hand, Dusty Baker, Tim Hardaway, Mitch Richmond, Chris Mullen, Baron Davis, Jason Richardson, and more. It's all brought to you by the Celebrity Pickleball Bash. For your tickets to this weekend's events, go to celebritypickleballbash.com. I'll also let you into the tell you how to get into that party tonight.
You a big cigar smoker?
No.
No, I'm gonna try one tonight.
Cigarettes.
All right.
I like only cigarettes. When I gamble. I like sucking down cigarettes.
Peters. Yeah.
Let's go to Ulysses in San Francisco. Hey, Ulysses, how you doing, man?
What's up, gentlemen? You know, just hanging in there, man. Hope you guys are having a good Valentine's Day so far, man.
Yeah, back at you.
Yeah, I guess.
Anyway, so yesterday I was watching the game with my mom, who never watches basketball with me, but I was telling her about the whole Jimmy Butler thing or whatnot, and I...
Oh, man. Ulysses, yeah,
I just thought
back.
About my mom. Rest in peace.
You got to call back, Ulysses, and I'll tell you why. It's because if you were listening early in the week, I made a statement that is so true that oftentimes women have a completely different perspective of sports that guys just don't get. They don't get it, and I always feel like a woman's input on a sports topic gives you a newfound perspective to look at things. And clearly, he was going to say something about the way his mom has interpreted the interaction between Butler and the Warriors. You watch.
The strongest bond of them all, Stoney.
It's not going to be, he's not going to say, Mom said Jimmy Butler can't really go to his left. It's going to be something, an intangible.
Yeah. That's the strongest bond in our life is mother-son to me.
I realize that a lot of times I try to go out of my way to disagree with you. And even there I tried, but I can't disagree
with that. It's special. I talked to your mom. I posted a picture. You should say how she's doing.
Ooh. I know how she's doing. Well, I just called her.
Okay, all right.
Let's go to... Rob's in Richmond.
Oh, my baby, my darling. Am I going to embarrass you now with all your fans out there?
Great voice. Just a great voice.
Can we take a call? Not from Mary?
Yeah.
Well, they got to answer.
Rob's in Richmond.
How you guys doing?
Hey.
Yeah. Pretty good, man.
Hey. So check this out, man. You guys watched the game last night. I'm surprised nobody's talked about this. Did anybody catch what happened post-game? When Bonte was going to interview Steph and the headset wasn't working, so they cut away, mm-hmm. and then they cut back,
mm-hmm.
and by the time they had cut back to Steph a second time, the headset was working, and Bonte asked him, he said, hey, Steph, you look like you're distracted. What's going on around you? And Steph talked about how the fans were filling up the lower half of the bowl right where he was standing, and then they cut away to a different shot that, you know, a backdrop shot that showed kind of the whole perspective.
Yeah.
And how the fans were just filling in down there, right where Steph was, right?
Yep.
And here's the thing. I think the Warriors have a new energy. They have a new entertainment value. And that was something that was lacking in between the 12-3 and this new 3-1 stretch, right? Like, let's not kid ourselves. The Warriors have been one of the most entertaining teams to watch in basketball for the last decade, okay? At least, right? I mean, since they started winning championships. I watch a lot of basketball. I'm a huge Celtics fan. I grew up in Vermont. So here's my perspective on this, right?
Okay.
When a team, it has this energy behind them, and they're traveling on the road, and the Warriors bring a value, an entertainment, a very entertaining style of play to their and that is their approach to winning, right? It's very, very entertaining. It's high speed, high intensity, and they deliver. And I'm telling you, man, there's a new energy behind the Warriors, and it's something that we really got to pay attention to going forward.
Thanks, Rob.
You guys, love your show.
Thank you, buddy.
I like that, Stoney, a new energy.
Patty LaBelle.
I hadn't heard that one.
New attitude? Isn't that
Patty LaBelle? Oh, yeah. Well, he said new energy.
Yeah, I'm saying attitude.
I got a new attitude.
So do you know what he was referring to with Curry?
No, I was sipping red.
Okay, so
with the mixer.
The game was over, and Curry put the headset on, but he didn't have the earpiece in or whatever. Right. And so they, you know, they went back to the studio, and then they came back to Curry. And Curry said, you know, it's pretty cool. All these Warrior fans have come down to the first level where he was doing the interview, and then they panned from behind him. And it was like, wow, like there were, you know, a couple hundred people watching Curry do this interview, and a lot of them had Warrior, Warrior gear on. And, you know, it was in Houston, but there were a lot of Warrior fans there.
All right.
And quite frankly, the caller's right. It was kind of impressive. You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of when the Raptors put the Warriors away in the NBA Finals.
I'll never forget that. We were there.
And
they took over.
At least 2,000 Raptors fans
were
in the building.
Going crazy.
3 hours after the game.
Singing the Canada song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt.
But Steph's had that his whole career, though, Stoney.
What? Just
the fans? Yeah. Box out. Michael Jackson. That's what I always called him.
Why do you have to compare people?
The gravity of...
Gravity?
If Steph is driving right now and he heard Goose say, "You're Michael Jackson," he'd be like, that
says
it all.
What does gravity have to do with Michael Jackson?
Wherever Mike goes, there's a crowd.
What
and the
that?
People come into the lower bowl.
What does a crowd have to do with gravity? I thought gravity is when...
You're not being this dumb. You're being dumb right now. Gravity is people that are stars that people gravitate to.
Uh-oh.
And Curry, wherever he's at, there he could be at a hospital. People are going to be like, there he is. That's that man.
He's got less baggage.
Oh, I thought it was because Michael Jackson defied gravity in the Smooth Criminal video.
There's 100 jokes, but okay. You get it now?
I guess.
Yeah. It's always a fun game.
Let's go to Trevor in Rohnert Park.
The Rockets coming out to play.
Oh, by the way, we got to get into that.
I'm locked and loaded. Trevor!
I'll watch you cower here, but go ahead. Trevor, what's going on?
Working now. My phone's finally working.
Okay.
Yeah, guys, I was actually thinking of the buyout because you mentioned that we don't have that second three-point shooter that's really reliable. And with Jimmy Butler, I definitely agree with some of the callers how they're saying, like, we can get into the playoffs, but how much farther can we go once we're in the playoffs without really having more depth on the team? And I kind of agree with that, even though I still think they're a dark horse with Jimmy Butler. It makes a big difference. But what about a guy who's shooting 44% right now from three-point land, Kelly Olynyk? He might be – I think he's on the buyout market possibly. I think that'd be a good player if they could possibly go out and buy him out depending on what he costs. To pair him up with Curry. He's shooting at the three-point land pretty well right now. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Well,
I've been always skeptical, Steiny. Like, why are they out on the buyout market, you know?
Why what?
Why are they there?
Well, because they probably found themselves on teams that don't want them. You know, Washington may buy out a couple guys. I don't know, although they don't seem to be doing that. Here's the way I look at it. And feel free to disagree vehemently if you want. Right now, the Warriors have three centers. Kevon Looney, who's like 30. Post, who's 25. And Trayce Jackson-Davis, who's 22 or 23. It's like, this is kind of what I mean. Don't bring in a 32 or 33-year-old Kelly Olynyk, who's going to take playing time away from Looney, Trayce Jackson-Davis, and Post. And quite frankly,
I'm with you.
He's not a significant enough difference maker to have him play at those guys' expense. That's the way I look at it.
I'm not mad at that.
I mean,
agree.
Let's, like, you found a little something with Post. Play him when you can.
He's learning.
If he's overwhelmed or overmatched, get him out of there. Put Looney in. But I'm not into any older players right now, especially if they're going to take the playing time away from some of the guys that are kind of responsible for this resurgence, which I would, and I know Post hasn't been great the last two games. He hasn't played very much, but you know, this is the risk you run. If Moody's helping you, if Pods is helping you, then they deserve to keep playing.
Yeah, and I know when you talk about the buyout market, it's not Nordstrom's to where everything you need in the NBA is readily available. But, Sonny, if they add anything, it's got to be hopefully a wing with some size.
I think they need a guard. I think they need a guard in a big way.
But you need somebody to stop a guard. And Houston kind of, I know they were missing Van Vliet. Not that he's the type that's been giving them problems, but Pods can dunk.
Man, that one hurt.
No, what you mean it hurt?
Well,
he can dunk.
But that doesn't make him athletic. It's okay. I didn't, you know, I'd be mad at Evan for doing that to you.
No, I'm not. That's my brother.
Well,
Drake just released a new song. I can't wait. Hey.
Is that what it's called?
I need a hug. Yeah. On Valentine's Day, he's back.
That's a fact.
Drake.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, we just are so different.
We are. Here we go.
Well, I think here we just go. Back to pods.
Okay.
Coach Vallejo, I love you.
I got to hand it to your instincts there.
Who was that? What do you call him?
Who?
Pods. He's not a concrete foot. He's shifty, Stani. He got the Steve Nash, the Fred Astaire. I'm not saying he's Dominique athletic. He's athletic, and so is Moody to me. I'm sorry. I can tell you some stiffs. I'm not telling you they're, you know, who am I looking for? Larry Nance Sr. I'm just telling you they're shifty. They can move. They're nimble. Slippery hips.
Okay. Boy, I mean, the way you're praising this team, I think they were in first place.
I got to be honest.
I mean, seriously.
And I'm not mad at it. I want more of it. You've been praising.
Slow your roll.
Hey.
415.
Who's that? Ain't to me.
Needs a guru, slow your roll.
Butler said championship, and you started the show with it.
Four dog bleep teams and played 2.5 good games.
Please. Hey, Houston, come on.
Oh, hey, by the way.
Look at the smiles.
How'd your guy do last night?
My guy.
Pat Spencer.
He got out there. See, so you're so sometimey. Had he scored 11, you'd be like,
he almost got 11 shots up.
Dude
took 7 shots in 9 minutes.
I love dudes that are not bashful.
He's playing it back to back.
Evan, he can't be a 7 dwarf. He is not bashful.
Rising Stars game tonight.
Thank you, Zooch. Appreciate it.
I cannot wait for that.
Guru, they're crafty. They're not athletic. Thank you, Zooch. Wow, somebody gets the game.
That's my guy.
Somebody understands the game.
Craft.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see it.
Atco Pest Control. I agree with that guy, Steiny. On the text line, they haven't played anyone yet. I mean, the Rockets are like 4th or 5th.
And they beat Milwaukee. Let me guess, there was no Giannis.
Well, there wasn't.
Like, they didn't draw that up. You just play who you play.
They won 3 out of 4.
Let me tell you whose name I'm not hearing.
I can't do this. What?
I love you. This is random. That's who I am.
You think?
What happened to Doug Christie for president? Hey, nothing against Doug. We are so fickle. The dude was ready for president. Thank goodness. Now, hey, how's that going? Hadn't heard his name in a while.
Dude, they traded their best player.
Don't bog him down.
Oh, sorry.
With facts.
Hey,
seriously.
I don't like to delete that line. Lock them down with
the Sacramento
facts.
Bulls are going nowhere.
Dude, you don't lose the New Orleans.
Oh, but you,
and
can
you
lose
got
the
something
Dallas.
Back, Evan.
You can lose to Dallas when they don't have any of their players.
That one still hurt.
Let's go to Caleb. Caleb's in Livermore. Hey, Caleb, how you doing?
Yo, yo.
What's going on, man?
Talk to us.
What's up? Hey, I'm gonna be down there for All-Star Weekend either today or tomorrow. Guru is signing. Am I gonna see y'all? What's up, man? At the club, what's happening?
Pull up. Tell us where you at.
I'm game time.
My guys. But look, this is a little bit about the buyout market.
All right.
If Steve Kerr said, like, all right, I'm gonna start Pajemski moving forward. So Steph, Pajemski, Jimmy Butler, Draymond, and Post. I'm assuming that's a starting 5.
Okay.
If one player becomes available and gets bought out, I think the Warriors should go after Marcus Smart. Now, I don't know how it's going to play out with this situation because I guess I saw a report that he's going to be playing really soon, so he might be off the table. But Marcus Smart off the bench with Buddy Hield, Moses Moody, Kuminga, and Looney, I like that second 5. pretty well as well. So, but that's all I got, man. Happy All-Star weekend. And Steiny, man, you need to get out, man. Go have some fun.
Yeah. Who's going to a birthday party tonight?
It's at the house. It's at my house.
Oh, hey, nothing wrong with a house party. Yeah.
Hey, by the way,
God, we sound like nerds on that one.
There's something going on with Marcus Smart. I think
he's becoming the new street clothes. Last I've seen him,
he might be done. It feels like he may be on. He may be done.
Man,
but I don't know.
I thought he found a home in Boston.
Guru Christie does coach in the nation's capital.
I'm going to ask you about what's going on in the nation's capital, Sacramento.
See, y'all sent me up. How could Evan have that button right there, man? Here, 510. Goo coming in strong with the Friday afternoon energy.
Yeah? Well, it's Friday. Afternoon's 2 to 6.
It is.
It's midday.
888-957-9570. What camp are you in? We got action or slow your roll? We got action with the Warriors? Slow your roll, Goo.
Yeah, we got action, and I wish the boss can pull a power play, shout out NHL, and get Stephen A. Smith on to defend his assessment on the Warriors had no, just didn't move the meter. Father, I could turn away than that.
Like, you better be careful.
Like Guru would actually challenge his idol.
What?
You would not challenge Stephen A. Smith.
Stephen, that's my guy, friend of the show.
Hey, Stephen. Hi, Steven.
Oh, my God, man. You got something with whoever that character is, man.
Hey, Steven. Steven, you weren't really high on the Jimmy Butler trade.
Oh, boy.
Steven, you weren't really high on the Jimmy Butler trade.
That's pretty good, man.
Why not? Why not? He's been so good.
That's pretty good. Oh, man. You got something, Stoddy. I don't know what it is. Boy.
All right, 888-957-9570. We're getting there. We're getting there. We're almost at
halftime.
At noon.
We'll see.
Let's see.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.